3, 2, 1, and we're live. All right, guys, let's get set up here a little bit. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. This is the 28th episode.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. I had to turn down this volume here. All right. So, like we always start off, let's introduce ourselves. Go ahead, Ryan.
Ryan, RPS Dent Repair out of Baltimore. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Dave? Windy City Dent Repair out of Chicago.
Oh, and Dent. Yeah. Chris at Dentless Touch in Washington, D.C. So I think we're going to have some changes here going on with the show. We're going to try to get this on a podcast so you guys can listen in. And we're going to try to stop using this Google Hangouts. It's from Ryan saying it's glitchy, right?
It's definitely glitchy.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll contact Mike and see how that Zoom is rolling. And we'll go from there. But want to welcome everybody to the show. And like we always do, we start off with some tools. Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, you got some. All right, cool.
I do. And I used them for the first time. So I bought these at MTE.
Okay.
And I used them for the first time. Ryan told me to get them, and I did. And they sat in the same package that I bought them in. Now,
almost a year.
One car, right? So these square glue tabs.
Oh man, those things are beasts.
Square glue tabs, right? And at first, Ryan's like, "You need to get them. They're awesome. They have big ones, small ones. So they have the ice version, and then your standard, regular version. But yeah, so at first, I'm like square." Like, how is that going to work? How is square going to help me with a dent? So I had a 2015 Mustang Cobra and very large dent on the quarter panel. These were the only things that would help bring that body line up. I was able to get it up with some Black Plague tabs, get it up with some Atlas tabs. But then these small little portions of the body line that wouldn't come up were not being pulled with those tabs. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try these. I remember Ryan saying something about them. I'm going to try them. And thank you, Ryan, for recommending these, because these little tabs are awesome. I put them right on that body line and they pulled them right up. The body line right up.
So where do you get those tabs from?
These are Kiko. Kiko, okay. I believe, they have, like I said, I bought the variety pack. I don't know if the price is on here. No, it's just a 24 pack
black ice or whatever,
black ice and green square tab. So I don't know what the price is on them. But definitely highly recommended. If you don't have them, pick it up. I know they're probably only a couple bucks, but these will move body lines, and I did not think they would. Nice. So, and then I also have another pack. It's just a lot of these oval tabs from Kiko as well. I bought another variety pack of these.
Ah, those pull. I got these.
And they have the big head on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The smaller ones, sometimes these, this head tends to stretch over time.
Okay.
So I like getting that bigger,
wider head
on there for a heavier pull. So I have these as well, and just probably another variety pack. But these square tabs, highly, highly recommended if you don't have them.
They're awesome.
I did not think they would work. I thought they were pointless. I'm like, square is not going to work at all. They do. So Kiko square blue tabs.
Actually, I think you can get them on Black Plague PDR.
Then go there too, because just go
Okay.
So yeah, that's what I got. I got those two tabs, man. And they definitely helped. And when that car came up, like when that dent, you know, is in front of your face and you're like, what is going to pull this? And I'm like, yo, I know I have a whole box of stuff that I still haven't opened from MTE. I broke these out and very glad I did. So nice stuff. Square glue tabs. Get them.
Good stuff. They're beast.
Yes. That's what I got.
You got anything, Chris? You come prepared?
Yeah, I just got one thing. My video, again, I was talking about this in my, I have a review video. And, you know, I reviewed this when it was probably about 30, 40 degrees outside. And I was trying to heat a panel up with this thing. And it just does not kick out the juice that you need for that outside temperature. But, you know, I've been using this for the last 4 months, you know, in the summer, spring, obviously, and going into the fall. And this thing, when you just need that extra heat, right? You know, the first few pushes of that dent, I've been going to this a lot more, man. So,
how long's the battery last?
Well, I haven't charged it in 2 weeks, and I use it pretty much every other day. Wow. So, there it is, right there. Just pulled it out of my truck, and I probably have maybe 10 minutes of runtime, but it doesn't take long when it. When the outside temperature is 90 degrees or that panel is right around that room temperature of, you know, 75, 80 degrees in my shop, it doesn't take long to heat this up. I mean, it's just, you can kind of see, you'll see it get cherry red, I think. Let me see. So, yeah, it's hot right now. There it gets red.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe a minute tops per dent, and, you know, I'm back to pushing. Some of the sharp
thing is nice though. That's huge. Dude, I'm still rolling out with the extension cord and the and the corded, you know, heat. The only thing for me is, you know, everything I have is Makita. So
yeah.
I can't believe they're the only one that have come up with a heat gun. As big as the Walt is, I just can't. I don't know.
I mean, I got the 9 amp hour battery. I don't mess around because I use the buffer. So they're the only ones that have the large buffer also. So we use the large buffers on the lots, and some of the repairs that we do require, you know, we just kind of buff the panel if we're going to work on that full panel or whatever. But yeah, man, this thing is stout. I think they sponsored me and gave me this. So I don't really know what it costs. I believe it's like $220. But if you kind of work on those nasty, sharp dents and you just go into your heat gun all the time, and this thing can save you some time. So I think you'll just charge it up like once a week and be done with it. So like I said, I have a 4 amp hour or 5 amp hour that I use as a backup, and I'm never worried about the charge. So, but that is the only tool I have, man. That thing is it's saving me some time over here. Got to get you some. What you got, Ryan?
So I've been using this hammer for years. I love the weight of it. Yeah, just for knocking down. You know, the problem I have with it is I'm always focused on knocking down, and I'll grab the hammer and I'm trying to hit it with this pointed end, and it's just, you know, you can still hit it. It's just a pain in the butt.
Right.
So, I guess 2 weeks ago I was on the Snap-on truck, of course. And I look over and he's got this hammer.
Just for Ryan.
no end. So you could beat it on that end too. This thing is actually really, I really enjoy it. It's less throw, you know, in the heads. It eliminated my problem that I was having with this, you know.
Yeah.
And I started using I started letting my new guy use this.
It is lighter, correct?
It's actually... I think it's the same weight because the head's smaller but thicker. All of this is thicker than this. So part number on this is BF612 Snap-on. But
let me put that in the chat.
My new guy is really liking this hammer better than that one, you know, because he was having the same problem. He would go and he would miss with that pointed end. But I've used this thing, man, back in my D-Wiz days, I was using one of these hammers.
I do, so. You know, I've used that hammer when I've come up by you, and just me as a personal, because I'm always using the Dentcraft aluminum hammer, and I like how light it is.
This thing will just put a hole in a panel, you know what I mean? It is.
You're funny. I mean, you got those pythons or something, because that has, you know, there's weight to that hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. There's weight to it.
Yeah, there's definitely.
Yeah, there's some weight to it, and that's a personal thing for me. But yeah, I mean, if that were, I do like how it's shaved off on that one side, because same thing with the Dentcraft hammer. I don't, I'll sometimes have a knockdown on it and I'm like, oh, I'm not, you know. I like that flat side.
That makes the knockdown react differently, though. Especially if you would coat the backside with like leather, it changes the way the knockdown. You know.
Almost thought about like a piece of rubber or something on here.
Yeah,
kind of like the Ultra knockdown with the rubber on the top. You can definitely feel a difference on that. You know, I teamed up the Dave Stream Crown Killer with that, and it's working really, really well. So
nice.
Now my other favorite tool that I got from my good old buddy Chris over there. You guys have got to order these things.
Yeah, they're missing out.
Sold out now.
This knockdown right here is in my pocket all day.
Yeah, that's the beast for me.
So I'm VIP. Right? I'm VIP, and I haven't used a plastic knockdown in 10 years. I mean, but this thing, it just, I'm using the VIP on some of the stuff that's a little more mounded up, even, you know, that you don't want to use like a crown knockdown or anything. This thing is awesome. It's freaking awesome. If you can get them, get them. It's worth, buy them. You know, going for free.
How
for
many
a while.
Come in there? How many
it's
are in
four.
There?
It's four. Four in a packet here.
All the same.
Heads. One's useless.
They're all different. I actually, actually, this is the one you were saying is useless.
Edges.
Yeah. Edges, man. Yeah. Edge. You know, almost like a dolly.
Yeah.
Then you have a super round.
That's the one I like.
Really?
It actually is sharp. You know, Sal made a comment. Sal said that round is actually, you know, a point and all this other thing.
There's
he went in. I gotta listen to Sal sometimes.
There's one set, yeah.
Right, and that bad boy, I would use it better than any the sharpest, you know, knockdown. I would use the round one.
There's your variety, man.
These it's not gonna mushroom on you.
These are freaking
it
awesome.
Mushroom. And it doesn't leave marks too. I mean, I guess if it's really dirty, it'll leave a mark off the panel's dirty. But I don't know. I like the round ones.
Good set. Get it if you can. It's worth the money. Chris needs a charge. He was doing them for free. He's out of his mind. And it's some cheap knockdowns. You know what I mean? I mean, these things are freaking awesome. So,
yeah, I try to find ways to cut costs anywhere I can. So $20 per knockdown, and these guys lose them. I got to think of something else.
I'd spend $20 easy on that thing. So.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got today. I'm starting to run out of tools. Right. I gotta spend some money here. So
same.
Yeah, I'm about to get that Reaper, man. That I'm actually about to order two or three of those for the guys. So the topic today is adding value to a body shop. I do a lot of body shops. I think Ryan, when I was with him, he did a million body shops. One day, you can almost walk to them. Some of them, I was like, "Why are we taking a car? Just roll our tools across the street."
I just need a golf cart. Little golf cart would be perfect.
But Dave, how many body shops do you do a day? I mean, do you do a decent amount of body shops? Or?
No, I would say per day. A lot of it's, you know, hey, we have one. Not a lot of, like, I guess, scheduled stuff for body shops. But I mean, we're still hitting, you know, 4, 5, 7, 8 a week. It honestly just depends. Some days, you know, there's weeks where none of them will call, and I'm like, "Yo, are they using someone else? Like, did you go with another company?" You know, and it's just either they don't have anything moving, they want to take the work for themselves, whatever the case may be. But then it seems like, you know, they have that one car that does come in and they do call us, and that it's, "Oh yeah, we do have a, you know, a PDR company that we do use." And then it's the day after, the day after, the day after, you know, then we're there for almost 2 weeks straight. It's really weird with our body shops here, but we definitely do not service as much as RPS dent specialists do. I'll tell you that. RPS dent specialists.
We do a lot.
Services a lot of body shops.
We do a lot. We do a lot.
And you do them well.
It's relationship.
And they all love it. You know what I mean? Like your company, like your whole, package that you deliver to them, that you give to them, they love it, and I've seen it firsthand.
Every time they walk in, they're like, "Ryan's here!" Oh, with this other guy, I'm like, "Come on, man!"
We were in one, they were like, "Who's the Puerto Rican guy?"
Yeah,
I'm like, "He's Puerto Rican."
Yeah. But seeing that, you know, relating to our topic. The value that RPS brings to these shops. I think that if they didn't use him, they would be shit out of luck. Like the customer service that RPS, I mean, delivers, we do the same as well. But just seeing firsthand the amount of body shops and the volume that Ryan does through his shops and the customer service that he brings is amazing. The quality of work is obviously amazing. And they almost seem like they will call the PDR company first, get his opinion first before they do anything. And that's huge. And that's what we as PDR companies tried to do, right? Like we're trying to help them help us, right? Oh,
yeah. Right.
And so, yeah, so, it's good.
So, no, I was just saying, as these new managers come up, you know, I've been in this industry for 15 years. So I'm starting to see the guys that were just estimators come up to now managers of a shop. And those guys are using more and more PDR.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't know the numbers, but there was a manager. Yeah, he was a manager, and now he's region. He's a regional manager. And, you know, it's probably because of, you know, the stats, obviously, of him getting work in and out and the constant. He took a bunch of body shops, turned them into nothing, into something. And he used to always call me and just kind of line up work so he gets those 0 days or just, hey, can you go to this customer house? I need you to, you know, get this review right. Or can you come over here and knock this out? I'm going to hold a car for a day. He was a very honest guy, you know, younger guy. He's kind of, but he knew the benefits of PDR, of having a PDR guy in your corner. So I don't know. Have y'all kind of have seen that in recently?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, over the past 5 years?
Yeah. And even, you know, when we had Manny on the show last week, he was talking being, you know, he was in the body shop. He worked at him. He worked his way up too. You know, and now he's on the other side. And the effectiveness of PDR in the body shop is huge.
And it's, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
It's a money generator for these guys. You know, I'll talk to some of the owners and they say, I make more money if you do the repair than I do me fixing it. So, you know, you're giving these guys, some of them 25% markup. If you look at the labor, the time, the paperwork, the estimator time, dealing with the customer, the material, you know, the body guy's time, and you can knock a car out. And like a perfect example, a hail car. You go into a body shop and you do a hail car. I don't know, 3 to 5 hours. You can have the hail car done in most times. It's going to take them weeks to do that car. It's a car in the stall. Every time a car is in the stall, it costs the body shop money. When that car is sitting there, it's costing them money. Same thing with the insurance company. You know, the insurance company. Cycle time. Everything's cycle time. Rental cost. We're eliminating that. You know, if you can have a car in 1 day repair, boom, boom, helps your cycle time with the insurance company. You're making money. A lot of this comes down to money and time. That's what the body shop is.
These days, to be honest, that's what's becoming these days.
I think a lot of the body guys are looking at it and saying it's a better repair. You know, how the industry's changed. I remember being in the body shop and getting dust sprayed on me and them not happy because we were doing the repairs because we were taking their money. You know, now you go in and you're saving their butt. Now they don't have to – they have a dent in a fender that they missed. You don't have to sand it down, take it apart, repaint it. Yeah. You're saving those guys. Now they're your buddies.
Yeah. I had a situation when I was at a body shop, and this guy, he looked at me weird. It was to the point, I'm going to be honest, it was to the point where I started to carry. It was so bad because this guy was like crazy from what everybody's telling me. And he gave me that stank evil eye. He don't like nobody. He came in at like 10 o'clock, left at 2. So I'm thinking he ain't got nothing to worry about. I'm carrying when I go up inside this thing. And everybody in there was carrying. So it is what it is. It was bad. And I remember this car was messed up, and he worked on this car for 3-4 weeks, and he had a dent. It was like a pearl white. I don't know. It's some color that they don't want to paint again. And it had a little small dent. He was the nicest guy just for that one day, though. He was the nicest guy until I got that dent out. I thought that was so funny. But you know, we're saving. I mean, that car would have had to go back through the paint shop. He would have had to, you know, R&I all those pieces again for them to paint it. And no one gets paid in that, you know, from what I know is that they don't get any pay. It's a loss. Loss on time, everything. So,
yeah.
You know, I was talking to Don from Dentcraft, and he stated something interesting. He was talking about the service lane and how, you know, we do add value to the dealerships and, you know, that's, you know, what we're talking about body shops, but we do add value to the body shop. But he was saying, do not allow them to take the shine, you know, let the customer know, allow them to let the customer know to, you know, promote your business too. They don't do glass work. They contract glass work. They don't, you know, reset airbags. Some of them do or whatever. If there's a specialty in it, and, you know, PDR is a special skill. I was just talking to Don. This is Don, his Instagram, guys, if you want to follow him, is dent_craft with a K. And a very knowledgeable guy. And he was saying that, you know, he used to do the body shops and the dealerships and stuff like that. And he goes straight to the insurance adjusters because some body shops, not all, they want to take your shine. So they see you adding so much value that they don't want the customer to go anywhere for anything. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that body shop that says, oh, we detail. Come on, man. You get a guy out here to detail a car. We window tint. You don't window tint. So why don't you shine the guy, you know, such and such window tint and give him props? We're all in business together. So
I think that's just fear of losing that customer for anything else. You know what I mean?
Well, I think a lot of it's education on the customer. And they think when you bring a car to the body shop, and this is only because I've worked in the body shop industry,
right?
They think you do it all.
One stop shop.
You know, and you try to
work and everything.
You try to explain, say, hey, you know, we use an outside company to do this. And they're like, whoa, what do you mean? I'm bringing you the work. So, you know, you've got that fine line, but I completely understand. I mean, some of my shops right now have my stuff plastered all over the walls or have a sign up.
They do.
So it's a lot of it's the education of the customer.
So no doubt, you know, a PDR technician will add tremendous value to a body shop. And I think what Don was saying.
Go ahead. No, I say, and when trying to pick up accounts, you can use these points. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I use them all the time. I will talk cycle time until they're tired of it. But it works. That's what they get graded on. Also, the adjusters gets graded on, I think, total claims, you know, amount. And so if we keep that down, they're happy. So
you did good too. And it's like I said, a lot of the customers want their car back fast. And a lot of the body guys now are saying, hey, it's a better repair.
Yeah.
You know, we're not breaking that paint.
Yeah. We had a small recent little hailstorm come through here and we fixed the Jeep Wrangler hood. And that very next week we had one of the customer's friends. She brought her F-150 in, you know, and that was directly, she knew that there was a dent repair company in there and they fixed the entire, you know, hood for her and it came out great. And she referred another customer or another friend of hers, which is now a customer of that body shop, was also a customer of us. And that alone, you know, we're all in business to make money. So everyone's making money. We just built a new relationship with another customer on top of gaining another customer already from the last one. And they knew it was PDR and they knew that it was paintless debt repair. They knew it was Windy City debt repair as well. excuse me. We're adding value to the shop. We're also adding value to our companies too, which is, you know, it works both ways. You know, and if body shops aren't using PDR, which I think
most of them are.
It's just quite, you know, it comes down to what else can you do to provide more value than the company that they're already using? Like Ryan said, all of his stuff is plastered all over, you know, some of his shops, postcards, signs, call them, call us. That's huge. You know, that's huge. Ryan can gain 4 to 5 customers of just walk-in work, you know, and coming, someone getting a quote at that body shop, you know, oh, what's this? An RPS, you know, oh, let me call them or let me take a card. I mean, that's huge. You know?
The other thing I train my adjusters at each shop and I do little promotions. So
you do,
you know, some of my shops, I look at some of them are girls. I have a lot of shops that are girl estimators. Nothing wrong with girls. Some of them are really, really good. But I give them, hey, they get a customer that comes in, they snap a picture, they send it to me. I give them $20 cash and then they run it through the shop and the shop's making money, but they're selling. So they're out there looking at the customer's bumper that needs a bumper replacement. And they're like, oh, you have a ding in your door. We have a guy that can do that. If they already know that it's an easy dent or whatever, they'll just price it. If not, they'll send me a photo. I give them a price. Boom. They're making lunch money. So, you know, that's another added value to the body shop, to where they're coming in for just a dent repair, but then they're selling these other options. Hey, there's a damaged wheel or, you know, a dent, or I've been at a shop. I was at one today. The guy came in for, what did he have? A nasty dent above the taillight on his Chrysler 200, needed body work. And the Geico adjuster there, I built a really good relationship, and he's like, hey, you have hail damage all over this. You know, went through the whole process, ended up making a claim for the hail damage, and I got that hail damage card. Just so that's the other option, you know, as a tech that you have to do is build relationships with the adjusters. Chris said it a little while later, you know, earlier. Those adjusters are your front line. If you can make their job easy and not, if they have zero supplements.
Yeah, that's it.
You're in.
Yeah. So I tell them all the time, if I write the estimate, there will be no supplement. I'll eat it. So you let me know. but also, you know, when adding value, when I send my guys or when I place my guys in certain locations, I try to be available to these body shops the same day or the very next day. Some body shops have a lot more volume, but I still don't see them needing PDR tech every day. So we just try to be no more than 10 miles away from the body shops that we're servicing. That's why Ryan, you know, has so many body shops, because they're literally a block away from each other. They're kind of clustered for him. But so, you know, when you go in there, you're talking about adding value to a body shops, you know, they're under the gun with time. So you need to make your day a little bit more open for them. I like the fact that they open up at 7:30 in the morning, most of them. I really don't deal with the ones that are 9 o'clock. You just, sorry for you, but the 7:30, normally someone's coming in there, you know, 6:30. So I can get in there, get out before anyone's walking through the front door. So I can still get my 8 o'clock appointment at my shop. So, you know, just definitely when you're, you know, that's one way that the body shop's going to see that added value. Because
you need to be there. Yeah. I mean, you have to, or else that car, it has to go, you know, or your process is impeding on the next step in their process.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to either be, you know, they'll call us, say, hey, we got one for you. Can you come today? And it's, you know, sometimes it's yes, but no, I'll be there in the morning.
It's always in the morning. Today. It's always
today. Can you be here today? Or it's, are you in the area? Which is nice that they have you in the area. sometimes we are, you know, and okay, yeah, we'll make them the last stop. But 90% of the time, they'll just be the first stop. Now we just add it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to wake up a little earlier and we're going to hit that shop first, knock that out. And sometimes it's okay. You get one or two cars. You get another, you know, two or three cars, which is cool.
It isn't.
But, you know, a lot of times if they are the one or two little dingers on a car or something, you get two or three cars out of that one. We have this one. Oh, yeah, we have that. So now you've just done three vehicles for a body shop that now they can start the next process, and, you know, the next steps in their process. It's huge.
I'm always the last guy. We clean it up. It's been there for 3 weeks. Oh crap. We forgot to call Ryan. Let me call him. And they're always like, are you in the hood? What side are we talking about? Cause I come on the other side of the state. So,
But there was a shop that we ended up picking up, because their dent guy, that it was just a guy that they were using, could only go on Tuesdays. So anything PDR related, they only could schedule for Tuesdays. Well, that, I mean, what about Friday at 3 o'clock when something goes wrong? You know what I mean? You need to have that availability. And, you know, so we were able to say, no, I said, call. Call whenever you guys have something. We will be there. So, so yeah.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, so we ended up picking up a body shop just because they were only scheduling stuff for Tuesdays, and I said we will be there 6 days a week. We will be there on Saturday if you need it. You know, if it's an emergency, we're going to be there. We're going to charge you a little more just because it is not our regular service day during the week. But yeah, you know.
If you guys aren't reading these comments, Nick says, I have a body shop not far from me. They keep calling me and telling me the regular dent guy's in Baltimore again. So it was just, that's what we're laughing about. If you can't read those, it's a pretty good thing. So.
Yeah, and we had a show, I think, about, you know, having other techs and utilizing other techs in the area and befriending them, and Nick Hertzinger is one of them for me. When I am in Baltimore again, he is one person that I do call because I know the quality is there. And, you know, if he can make it there, he can help me out a lot. You know, thank you, Nick, for that. But, yeah, that was one of the things, because they only had someone there on Tuesdays. We were there 6 days a week, and that was huge for them on their end. You know, that we were going to be available, and if they needed something, they could trust us to make
another just a tip for you guys that are still getting in this industry and trying to, you know, gain some accounts. If you're in a body shop, befriend the wash guy.
Yeah. Always.
And you're going to be like, why are you going to befriend the wash guy? You know why? Cause he's the last one to touch that car. And I have guys that are like, man, there's still a dent in this door.
He's going to find that whale tail that you left.
Exactly.
That's sitting in between the seats.
or still hanging in a headline or whatever works.
You know, I had good success when a body shop's like, hey, we got a guy. I would always talk to the receptionist, you know, just chat with her or him. And, hey, here's my card. Here's my little notepad. Thanks, Ryan, for that, you know. Here's my little notepad. Here's my pins, all that good stuff. Because 9 times out of 10, when they need a dent guy, that manager is going to say, call the dent company. Mm-hmm. And then whose card does she have right there? Mm-hmm. Especially if she doesn't like the guy that comes in and does dents or anything, or he doesn't like the guy. That's it. Game over. She's going to call whoever she likes. That's it.
Befriend them on Facebook.
Yeah. That's a whole new tactic right there. But yeah, that's pretty much it on adding value to the body shop.
I keep giving you guys a couple tips and cutting Chris off. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, you're good.
It's on the tip of my tongue, and I'm like, if I don't get it out, I'm forgetting it. The other thing I do a lot of times for my body shops, everybody, when it hails, they get so terrified. Body shops are terrified when it hails. Oh my gosh, we don't know how to write them. We don't know what to do. You roll up in there, you handle the estimates, you help them schedule it. Hey, Tuesday we can do this, Wednesday we can do this. Just writing that estimate to where you can take this piece of paper and you can say, here's your estimate with the broke down. It's written under State Farm or whatever, you know, insurance company you're writing it with. They're so thankful for that. You know, that's a huge help for them because it eliminates that stress. And most of the time it helps their, you know, their supplements. A lot of these direct repairs hammer you if you have huge supplements. And a lot of times they're not going to see what we're doing. You know, I'll go in, I'll circle every dent. I'll, you know, write the whole thing. So tell them what they are and I exactly. So it's a one-time shot. Boom, boom. And I get a lot of them that's scheduled just for the estimates. I did one today that he's scheduled for Monday to come in, write the estimate. And then I come back on Wednesday and do the repair. So, you know, just another tip for you guys.
Yeah. I think, you know, retail and body shop has to, you know, I get more business from body shops than anything else. So, you know, if you guys are interested in doing retail, I think Manny said that's all he does is body shops and retail too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can definitely make a good route for yourself just by doing body shops and retail. And a lot of these dent guys out here are just flat out lazy. So
it does happen. I mean, Dave said it earlier this evening saying that it goes in cycles. I mean, you won't hear from shops for 2 months, mm-hmm. and you're like, what's going on here? So I'll either run over there.
You don't have time to stop in. No, you know,
I'll call a lot of times. Hey, you know, I haven't heard from you guys. Or sometimes if I'm blazing past there, I'll just stop in. Hey, here's some extra pens. Here's some extra pads.
Yeah. I guarantee you they'll call you either that day or the next day. Always works. It's always.
So never freak out. I mean, if you're doing a good job and you have those relationships, you're not going to worry about those accounts. But it does happen. I mean, there's sometimes I'm like, man, did I lose that account? And then two days later, it's like, burp, hey, you know, so it's up and down. For you. It's up and down with the body shop industry. So
it's technically, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're good.
No, so technically we got, you know, basically being, you know, quick to repair, you know, offering quality repairs to these body shops. And really it's the estimating too, right? So providing that hail, you know, when hail does come through majority of body shops, at least for all of us, I think we eventually get one hail car through all of our body shops. But, you know, it's writing those quick estimates. Unfortunately, I think you got to do estimates based on pictures. I hate doing it based on pictures. I like seeing it. But, you know, that's providing the quote because they're going to compare their quote with what, you know, a conventional body work will be. So they're trying to figure out which option is cheaper, which option is faster, and what's the better repair to get that car gone, you know, delivered, as they say. So, you know, being available, giving them, you know, decent quotes and quotes that you can stand by and offering that, you know, premium quality work. I think those are
all tying into price, I think.
Yeah. And service. You know? I mean, a lot of them, if you give them really, really good service, you're not going to have a problem.
No, the reliability of knowing they can call the company and there's going to be someone there.
Yeah,
that's huge. Mm-hmm. If you can stay consistent with that, and Ryan, you do a very, very good job of that.
Yeah. And guys, it's hard. It's hard because I think you know, one man show or two man show, it's very hard to keep up with, you know, a couple of body shops. I always say, you know, you go to a 24-hour McDonald's, you don't care what their problem is. You just want your food. So you kind of got to be the same way. They call you, then you're on vacation. They don't care. They got to run a business here. So don't be upset with them. They're trying to run a business. You need to put people in place so that you can cover that body shop and keep it moving because all they're trying to do is deliver that car.
And you're the fireman. So, that's, you know, you're the,
a lot of times
I say it all the time. Hey, we've got this car. We're trying to deliver it today. We've had it for 3 months and it's got a ding in the fender. I'm trying to get rid of it, but 12. And you're like, oh my gosh, you know, you already have a full day. So you're that fireman. So it's a lot of it's just staying on your toes. You know what I mean? If you're slacking and you're not really in the mood to work, you're going to lose those accounts. So the body shops, you can make a lot of money in the body shops, you know, and make them a lot of money.
Yeah. You know? For the right ones.
Exactly. Right. We were at one this afternoon, walked in there. He said he had two cars for me. I get there and one of them's this busted Ford Festivo roof, which is my go figure. It's a roof.
Right.
And then a damaged quarter on a Hyundai. I walked out of there 3 hours, $1,100. You're like, some of them write them really, really well.
Yeah.
You know, so some of them don't. You get some of them that just write them for everything $75. Yeah. So a lot of it's you have to train these guys, you know, you have to almost smack their hands once in a while and
send
me the photos. Then you can kind of give them that range of 150 to 200 but I have one shop that everything's $75. A crease 12, 13 inches long, $75. You know what I mean? A lot of it's training on your part, but the value to them is I can call you and you show up.
Yeah. And then the quality, you know, how many times you're at the body shop and they give you the car, you walk inside, they sign off, done. They're not checking over your work. They don't want to check over your work. So, you know, as far as pricing, there's no more $75. What I try to do is on the wheels, I try to give them a huge, huge break. But when it comes down to the retail, they need to go off of my retail pricing. That's kind of what and that's coaching, like Ryan is saying. They have to go off of it because, you know, I was talking to Don today and I was like, you know, it was a bad feeling looking at, you know, the auto glass invoice And for him to cut a quarter panel glass, he got $95. And I'm like, I know how to cut a quarter panel glass. Now, if he breaks that glass, they're just going to put it on the estimate. No harm.
But, questions asked. But on that, it's two trips.
True is two trips, but he's never out there just to put it back. It's always to cut one in, cut one out.
True.
It's always this. So I said, you know, I could probably train, you know, I know how to do it. I'm probably not that efficient at it, but I could probably train a guy in a few days to do this stuff. They got technology now. You put this thing on the glass and it just melts all the glue off. The glass just pops right out. Mm. You know, it's that induction heating thing. But anyway, I was like, wow, you know, for $95, you know, so no more $75.
But they're going to negotiate with you.
Yeah, $75. Come on, it's my car. So what I do is they're hard pressed when it's their car, when it's something that they damage. So I try to get them rock bottom price, you know, if it's something easy, you know, just give me my gas money and keep it moving. But when it comes down to selling it, you know, they got to sell it for the standard price. I don't want them to devalue our, you know, our industry just because, you know, there's always a guy running around here for $99 window tint, but you know what you're going to get for that. Mm-hmm. So the quality of tint, just you just can't get it for $99. So,
yeah. Yeah. I'm always, you know, and for me, it's, you know, yeah, I'll do this one and it's that price. And, oh, well, we have two more and they're, you know, little dingers, one in a fender. Yeah. I'll take care of it. You know what I mean? And I give them their value, or I give some value that way, give them the free.
Yeah. Because like I said, they can always throw everything on an estimate. So we're trying to give you guys information on how to negotiate, how to talk, how to explain that value. Yeah. How to explain that value in the body shop. I recently did a mailer for these guys and just those key points. When you talk their lingo, they kind of understand you. You're relatable. So That's kind of the purpose of this show adding that value to the body shop. But you know, I'm trying to speed this up because we haven't really done like a Q&A, like what this show is. So for everybody watching, we got 26 people in the lobby right now. You know, hey, you know, ask us questions because I want to get back to just asking us questions.
Discussion. I like the discussion part that comes from the questions.
So we're going to be watching the chat right now. So if you guys have any questions, please feel free to jump in the chat like the old days.
So James Brown has one. When do you ask for the body shop or place on the behalf of the customer? Do you show the discount on the receipt so they don't think that you are that cheap?
When you do a task for the body shop place on behalf of the customer.
Behalf of the customer.
Trying to figure that out. I'm not quite understanding.
So
I'm lost, James.
I'm never showing. So if I'm at a body shop, I'm not showing. The customer's never going to see my receipt.
Right.
The body shop's getting my receipt. Yeah. That's the account that I'm working for. If I'm working for an account that has a customer coming in and then they're subletting or using a vendor, which is Windy City Dent Repair, the customer's not going to see our invoice.
Yep.
Most likely not that discount that we give to the shop.
Yeah. And what I think, Ms. May answer his question too, is I always put the discount in. So let's say I was going to do that dent for $50. I will put the $150 minus, you know, whatever the difference is, $100, and boom, he gets it for $50. So he sees the discount. Not only that, I can calculate how much discounts I've given that shop. So when he ever wants to, you know, talk out of the side of his neck and tell me, you know, oh man, you know, this is crazy. This is a lot of pricing. And I can pull up through my QuickBooks. We've given you over $2,100 in discounts and you're only giving us $1,000. So this just doesn't add up. It's not good for you. It's not good for me. I think we need to go our separate ways. So that's kind of why I do discounts.
The other thing I do with that, I do the same thing with the discount, Chris, in the custom notes section on Mobile Tech RX. I always put in-house discount, and that's so when their people, it kind of stands out on that Mobile Tech RX invoice with the note underneath of it, it just kind of seems to catch their eye. So they know, hey, he's taking care of us on that. So,
yeah, a lot of my shops, actually all of the shops, know our retail pricing. And so they know when we're giving them the bill, they know that it's a lot cheaper than, so we don't actually put the discounts on the invoices themselves. They all have our pricing guides, and they all have, they all have our pricing guides, which is our retail pricing. So they already know when we're pricing stuff out for them, they can compare it to what we're charging retail, and they know that they're getting the discount. We've educated them on that part.
What's they say? What you can't measure, only measure. Basically, I forget the term. My wife uses all the time because she's quality manager, whatever. But you gotta measure it if you're gonna change it. So it's like you gotta measure the discount so you know. If you just take it off the estimate, you don't know. You don't know. But I need to know what. I need to know what my discounts are. So I have QuickBooks Online. It is set up. Matt is asking, how do I set up QuickBooks? Oh, set that up in QuickBooks. So it's with MobileTechRx, and you could just it transfers over the discounts.
Yeah.
So as soon as I add the discount and MobileTechRx, MobileTechRx.
You can sync all your invoices to
QuickBooks sync.
Mm-hmm. From MobileTechRx.
Yeah, and then that gives me the number. See, MobileTechRx, I don't think has that feature where you can kind of section off. Yeah, of each seat. The total discount is only is fine. You know, it tells me I need to stop giving discounts every year, but I need to know for that particular shop the discounts that I'm receiving. And when it gets too much, I don't like to have the talk, you know, during, you know, while I'm there doing a job. What I do is I take the guy after lunch, hey, let's chat for a little bit, and I tell him, you know, hey, this doesn't seem to be working for our company. How can we make this better? I just found that to be way better than you sitting there trying to do a den and he's trying to beat you down on price. And you're like, you know what? You don't give me any, you'll give me work anyway. I'm gone. You know? So
I do have a couple accounts that just seems like it's always an emergency. Always. Hey, how about today? You know, or yeah. Hey, it's something that they're eating. It's always something they're eating. And you get to that point where you just slowly start creeping that number up. You know what I mean? You kind of qualify your accounts. Yeah. And some of these body shops, you have to qualify. Are they selling work? How much work are they selling? You know, and like I said, I have one right now that this probably last 6 months, I've been bumping that price. So, you know, don't be scared to stand up for yourself. Sometimes you sit back and you're like, is this guy actually charging for this stuff and telling me that he's eating it?
Yeah.
So, you know, some of them you have to watch. Some of them are slick. I know, like, Chris was having an issue at one of his accounts a couple months ago or last month. And, you know, you don't always trust the management. You always have to – it's business. You know, you got to watch out for yourself. So,
yeah.
So the saying – I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But the saying is, what doesn't get measured – what gets measured gets managed. So – that's the saying.
Chris has been looking that up for.
I'm like, wait a minute, I got to get this right. But yeah, so that's kind of the philosophy of my thinking on that one. So, but so, Ryan, you know, why wouldn't you, that body shop that you're talking about? Do you ever think about sitting down and talking to him, like outside of that time that he actually calls you, or is it even worth your time?
It's not really worth it.
So you know what I mean? Like I said, it doesn't meet those qualifiers.
Yeah, you have to qualify those guys, and
for your business, yeah,
exactly. You know, you kind of pick and choose. I'm at a point now that I have so many of them that I can kind of gauge where they are for the last couple of years. Okay, yeah, these were heavy hitters, or these are poor pay.
Yeah,
you know, and it takes forever to get paid, or you have to chase your money, or you know, that's the other bad side of
MobileTechRx. I mean, what's nice about that too, you can go to each account,
yep,
you know, yeah, print off and show what each person's doing every month. So MobileTechRx is huge for at least trying to, you know, put it on a wall, put them on sticky notes, stack them, you know, hey, they gave me this much, they gave me that much. Okay, that one's at the bottom, you know, and I, you know, we've talked about this before, and I always kind of say trim the fat, you know, if those shops aren't cutting it for you and your business, trim that fat, you know, let someone else go ahead and kind of take that. And if they want to put lipstick on a pig with that shop and have it another dent guy go in there and do the work, then that, yeah, it's fine.
I just did it with the Nissan account, with the Nissan used account. I walked, you know, hey, yeah. It's just not, it wasn't worth the time and the stress.
It is.
You know, you have to classify your stuff. So,
yeah.
It's like Zach's asking, what is a good average per week as an individual route tech? It really depends, Zach. I mean, it depends on your market. Depends on
how you are, your quality.
So there's a lot of variables there.
There was a guy that knew how to sell. Couldn't take a dent out to save his life, but he could sell like it was nobody's business. But and he was very successful. I mean, he would average every bit of, I guess, 1,000, 2,000 a week. I mean, but the thing is, it changes. I mean, it's kind of weird. It is a seasonal business. So.
We do have the question of the hour. We were actually talking about this before the show. Q's asking, what do you guys think about new Ray's new mini lifter? It was released last night, and it looks really efficient.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to see it, so I don't have any comment.
It looks really, really efficient. I haven't seen it or I haven't held it, but it looks like a decent tool. You know, it's kind of like the Robo Lifter to where it's got some adjustment to it. You know, I like that the head swivels.
My Robo Lifter just broke the other day, so I need to get a new one of those.
Maybe you'll get the rain. You go
pull and just gone. It's like, all right.
You know, so.
Jonathan had another one. When you guys break glass, what do?
Depends on where it is.
I've broken it at the shop. I'm still paying for it. I may pay costs. I'm still paying for it.
Some of my shops are like, we'll handle it.
Oh, well, that's convenient. You have those really good relationships, Ryan.
Very good relationships. I'm like this. Okay, how much is it?
Yep, that's exactly it. I did. So I've broken a few in my career, and there was one at a dealership. And I was working for another company at the time, and thankfully it was covered. It was a 2008 Bentley GT Continental passenger glass. It was at the dealership. I went with an ultra thin whale tail, one little twist of it without a window guard. Never did that again. cracked, spidered that glass all the way down. $1,000, not including install, not including tint, not including labor, not including getting it only to Bentley, because Safelite's not going to come out and replace that
now glass. Now we're talking a different. If I busted a Bentley window,
I'm just saying this is at a dealership too, a smaller dealership. Thankfully, it was covered, but it was $1,000 for that glass. Not too long ago, I think I remember telling you, Ryan, I had broke two in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I had broke a Dodge Durango RT.
See, you guys are forgetting. Dave-O does not use a window guard.
Yes, I do.
So remember to use a window guard.
I do. Trust me, I'm checking for laminated. And that metal windows guard's going in. But Dodge Durango RT glass, it was $800 and something. I said, look, I can have a company come out to you and replace it at your home. The car was maybe 4 days old, maybe 50 miles on it. And it had a little dent, bottom body line, and I somehow that glass got whatever. And I told him, I said, we can bring a company to you, or if you feel more comfortable, since it's a brand new car, you can take it to Dodge. I wasn't going to try to steer him either way. Yeah, I want him to feel more comfortable. I know we're in the wrong. The dent looks great, but your glass is now cracked. So he ended up taking it to Dodge. I had to go 45 minutes away to that Dodge dealer, and I wrote the check for it. You know, we covered it. We wrote the check for it. And that was, you know, it was our bad. There's nothing we could do. The next following week, 3 series rear window, strictly just went to put the wedge in. And that was it. That was at the body shop. They got it for cost. That was $300. So in 2 weeks,
I think my roughest story.
That was $1,100 in just glass. In 2 weeks.
Our roughest story was I was working a rock a lot. It was a wholesaler. He gives me tons of work. I don't do them anymore. But when I was about 3 or 4 or 5 year tech, I can't remember. And he just put so much pressure on you. I got there at 3 in the afternoon. I worked until about 9, 10 o'clock at night. But it was a bunch of Corolla, Camrys, Nissan, Sentras, all that stuff, right? Ultimas. And all of a sudden, he started to get these Lexuses in. And I'm like, all right, cool. But, man, this price got to go up. I'm working on these more complicated cars. We normally do stuff a little differently with these cars. And so he would throw one and then two. So he had two RX 450s. I broke both of them bad boys. I went in, was like, I was so tired. 9:30, broke the glass. I was like, all right, no problem. I'll fix this one. Let's work out something. The car moved the second one in, same dent. I said, all right, I'm going to do this one differently. Broke that one too. So two in the same night. I said, I'm done. He said, what about this Corolla over here? I'm done. I'm obviously too tired to, you know, to put my wedge in. Like, I'm out. It's just worn out. I was 9:30. I was so long ago. It's probably like 6-7 years ago. I was just worn. It was dark outside and I was still pushing. I was grabbing the next one. It was dark in the summer. So it had to be like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. And I've been pushing since 7 in the morning. I'm tired. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. He normally, you know, I get access to just jamming a tool in those little Corollas. I mean, they're so simple. So I'm in a different mind frame when I'm at this rock lot, you know? And when he's got this Lexus, I'm like, all right, I'm going to be cautious. The next one, I was really cautious. It's just, I'm more aggressive when I was there. I was getting that, I think in that transition where like 4 to 5 years, you just start to get very aggressive. I mean, I start to look at, you know, when I watch myself in the film and I watch the other guys, like I am so aggressive.
I don't want to talk about, that's all I've been told is that I'm very aggressive, right? Seen it firsthand. I think you've maybe seen it.
Yeah, but it makes you faster when you're right on that very edge, man. It does. It makes you faster. I'm sorry. Got to be aggressive.
I'm throwing stuff. Yeah.
Dave does. Don't ever let Dave use your tools if you take care of them either. That stuff's getting thrown on the ground. Stand it on. I mean, he doesn't care. Takes it home with him, whatever it takes. He does take your tools home, so watch that too.
let's go through these questions. I know we've been rambling off.
So we're all the way up here. James Brown asks, do any of you guys share a body shop with another dent guy?
I do not.
Not really.
Only have one.
It's either us or bust.
I have one, but he's been in there like 18 years, and he can't fix anything big. He really can't fix much at all. I mean, if it's the size of your pinky, he's going to push it out, and he's cheaper than me. So, you know, the manager is like, look, I kind of, hey, whatever. Just means that your price went up every time I fix a car.
For me, it's, you know, I don't even know how to explain. Like, I wouldn't want, if it was any other business, like why, if it was any other business, any other scenario, you know, if it was in any other industry, I wouldn't want you going behind my back and using another company. If we're doing all of these things to help bring you value, right? We're trying to be there on time, do the best we can, give you, you know, average or good pricing, whatever it is. And then you're going to go and you call another company for, you know, cause they're cheaper or we're not going to play that game. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like my Honda account. The guy's been in there 18 years.
Yeah.
I don't fix any of the new cars ever. It's always the other guy. I share the used cars with him, which I don't mind because if it's not a flicker, he's not fixing it. He leaves it. And I took the body shop from him. But it looks like I did a repair last week that he turned down that I fixed in the body shop. So that's how you get those guys out of there.
Yeah,
you
know, you're but to me, there's stuff. Too much room for error because I don't want that to come back to the other way. No, I didn't touch that car. They did.
Yeah.
And then you're in this battle, and then it's like, no, you know, now it comes down to a trust thing and an honesty thing. And I know that our company has too much integrity to be trying to pass blame on others, but other companies don't have that.
And you know what I do is we walk that used lot. He's there on Wednesday. I'm there on Monday. So I'm getting all the stuff, like the stuff that they just detailed. So I'm always getting to work before him. And we'll walk lots, and it's a super tight lot, and they always get dented again. And the manager's like, well, you know, Chuck did that one. And I'm like, I'll fix it for free. And he's like, what? Yeah. I'll fix it for free. All right. you know, it's such a small little dent. It literally is going to take you 2.5 seconds to push the dent.
Yeah.
I just do that just as a, like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? It's, you're working that tech out of that lot is what you're doing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he obviously is in that lot. If you're doing free dents and he's still there.
Yeah.
So, he's obviously locked in that bad boy. Yeah.
Denso said, when training a student, do you teach metal on metal first with tools or do you do glue and knockdown? Me personally, I was doing metal on metal. But what I found though is that the frustration with the metal on metal is very, like, there's a lot of frustration. There seems to be a lot more happiness or more, they're more proud of themselves when they bring something and they actually pull the dent out with the glue, like, oh, it's gone. Well, no, now you got to knock it back down. So that's, you know, it's its own skill.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm doing metal on metal tools first.
I'm glue. Yeah, so I'm glue.
You're gluing, training glue first? Yeah, I'm metal on metal. The we got one more question. So it's plastic or metal window guard?
I'm doing pretty metal.
Easy question.
Depends. I use both.
Sometimes that metal can be a little thick to get in there, and I do have both. I'm 90% of the time using metal.
Laminated, always metal.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, I already have a metal one, so.
I use that the Dentcraft plastic one all the time. Yeah. That's a really good plastic. The only
thing I found with that, and it's only happened a couple times, and it's too many times, that thing has slid right down into that door.
Yep.
And I'm spending an hour trying
Nope. I'm like this. Time to order another one. That door is keeping that window guard.
Oh, jeez.
$30? Are you serious? It's gonna take
every time he opens the door, it's gonna go click, 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 click,
and flop it in there.
I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what the problem is.
But I don't know. Someone showed me the trick. You know, put glue on a whale tail. Put hot glue on a whale tail. Slide it down in there. Have that glue stick to that and pull it.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
I just keep the metal one. I got custom built one. I have a, what is it? A sheet metal place right beside me. I get custom one. It has like a 2.5 inch, 3 inch.
I ordered the one Ultra and I love it. It's got the felt on the back. The only thing with that though is what I have found out with some cars is that the top of it will sometimes ruin or mark that the sill or wherever your hand sits. Or the top of that door panel.
Yeah.
Mark it sometimes if you're pushing on it in a certain way.
So what I do is just put
sometimes I'll put a microfiber.
Yeah, and just wedge it done. Yeah. So Zach's
asking, do body shops have a no drill policy or the ones I service do not allow any drill?
I have both.
So do I. Depending on the situation.
You know. Yeah, I normally don't drill.
Normally don't drill. If it, like you said, Ryan, if it's that situation, be like, look, man, if I, put a hole there, it's fine. It, you know, it's fine. Like, all right, cool. I'm like, you know, it's going to be one of those type of things, but
very rare.
Very rare. And a lot of times it's just no drill, you know.
So Robert says, what do you guys charge for, charge the body shop for a dent repair if they're eating a panel charge or a price per dent? So
it really depends on the shop.
Depends on how bad.
Normally, if it's a panel charge, it's not a WIO. So,
like my selling point was if it was an account that I knew that I was going to get, like my Service King account, it's in between 45 and 65 if they're eating it. And it's a quick, easy little blam blam. If it's something smashed, then that's a different story. Yeah. But you want to make it come, you know, and like I said, it really depends if you're getting the work from that account. If you're not getting the work while you're fixing, if you're fixing just their screw ups, then obviously you're going to have to adjust that price. But it's different everywhere. It's different from the West Coast to the East Coast, from the Midwest pricing. Everything's different per area. I mean, Chris's prices are different than mine up here.
Yeah.
So, and we're only an hour away from each other.
You know, a lot of your body shops, like I said, are just in one area, you know. But if I got a guy that calls me and I'm, got to stop what I'm doing. I kind of let them know. I said, okay, let me move my schedule around. I can get there in an hour. I got to call a couple people, tell them I'm not going to make it out. And so they already know I'm not stopping work to come over here and charge nothing. But there is sometimes where he called me. I'm like, hey, talk fast because I can make a right or left. right now. Boom. All right, get over here. All right, I'm over there in 5 minutes, you know. So it works. It works.
Yeah, you get on that highway and then they call. Yeah. And you got no turnaround for 5, 10 miles.
Yeah, no, it's just not happening. So, but yeah.
And Chris's traffic is absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Where he works. So,
yeah.
It's terrible.
It's like 30 minutes for like 5 miles. Yeah. Ridiculous. So,
Nick says the Ultra Metal Guard with the felt is the best. He actually bought me my window guard. I actually forgot about that. Nick bought me my window guard after my two window incidents. He's like, yo, you need to get like here you go. It does have that felt on the back, which is really nice.
And that's Ultra Dentals, right?
Yeah, Ultra's metal window guard. Yeah.
I really like the new Dentcraft metal one.
Farad just said the one from the felt peeled off on him.
Really? Yeah. Call them up. They'll replace it. They're super good with it.
Yeah, I don't even know where mine's at. I had it. I must have left it somewhere. Someone's got my stuff. I got like five of them. I just looked at it in my car.
Don't look at me.
I'm thinking about it.
Dave took it home. It's hanging out in the back of his van with my Snap-on kneeling mat. They're hanging out like friends.
He said wrap testing tape around it.
Yeah.
Outside of it. You can do that.
Did you see?
All right, guys, that's it. Do we have any other questions?
Did you guys see Dave Stream's new crap tape?
I saw him asking about the name for it, but yeah.
Crap tape. That is so great.
Jai says it's in the door. That's awesome. That's funny.
All right, I think that's it. I think that's all the questions, right?
That was a great discussion, guys.
Yeah, definitely. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. All right, guys, we're going to head out. It is 10:10. We want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we'll see you next time. Don't forget to hit that like button on your way out. And if you haven't already, subscribed to the channel. Plug yourself, guys.
Dave, Windy City Dent Repair, Instagram, Facebook.
Ryan, RPS Dent Repair, everything. MySpace.
Damn MySpace.
Chris Dillon's Touch, Washington, D.C. Again, I want to thank everyone for joining us in the chat. Appreciate you guys. On to like 52 episodes. We're almost there, yo. We're almost there. We're over halfway. We're over that hump. So I can't wait. I can't wait, guys.
Guys, make sure you sign up for MTE.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sign it up.
Sign up for MTV, guys. MTV is what I said. All right, guys. All right. See y'all later. Peace. Have a good night.